I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Innovation District is the theme of the next event in the TAD Talk series, which examines the role of technology and the arts in downtown Eugene. There will be several speakers, as well as exhibitions, performances, and a beer tasting at the McDonald Theater on Tuesday evening, April 19th. One of the speakers is Tommy Anderson, Cultural Services Director for the City of Eugene, who's here with me at KLCC. Thanks for coming in.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, the concept of an innovation district is gaining momentum, but remains unknown to many. How would you define an innovation district?
An innovation district is really sort of a culmination of a lot of really big mega trends that are happening around economic development, planning, and really looking at the city as a sort of more of an urban core and finding ways to create districts and really condensed areas of activity that thrive. It's really kind of this broader framework for how do we create really awesome dynamic communities that are economically viable, that are tech savvy, and also really tolerant, awesome, dynamic communities that concern themselves also with issues of equity.
How do you see the role of the arts in that within Eugene's particular example?
The workforce is changing. We're moving away from the manufacturing industrial complex, moving towards creative and technology jobs. These are folks that are engaged in creative activity. And we look at arts participation, and we're really shifting from models where people would want to participate in the arts by purchasing a ticket or a season subscription and attend and clap and leave. We're really moving towards a model of arts participation where people want to create. They want to mix. They want to be a part of it. They want participatory art. And that generation is really tech savvy, really creatively engaged. And so, you know, the folks that are into innovation and solving some of the bigger problems of our world, they want to live somewhere awesome and wonderful and beautiful and creative. And so arts and culture plays a big role of that. In a way, we're almost like the set decorators for the innovation district, creating beautiful spaces and places. How do we change the urban form to reflect a real creative sensibility? How do we create spaces where people can come together and are just sort of naturally drawn to building and innovating together?
Do you have specific examples of how the Cultural Services Department will participate in that?
Part of what Cultural Services is doing is really kind of spearheading this effort around what can we do with areas such as park blocks, the plaza outside the Holt Center, and other urban areas, looking at the new City Hall Plaza that's going to be outside the new City Hall. How can that be a place for everyone where people can have those really cool creative collisions? My team's also working on a massive public art program that's going to be ready for 2021, a big mural program, which we're going to be announcing pretty soon. So we're going to be installing some really massive, large-scale, amazing murals that are going to really kind of shift, I think, the perspective of downtown and add some more vibrancy and dynamic activity. Like I mentioned, the Holt Plaza, we are going to be programming that space in the future, adding more tables and chairs and outdoor theaters and events and, you know, yoga outside the Holt at 6 a.m., you know, some really fun ways to get people out and using public space because it is theirs, you know, it is a place for them to be a part of. We're not as much in, you know, the physical assets of the city. I mean, there's other folks working on that. But we're really like, how do we create that vibrant, colorful, dynamic, engaging, interactive, participatory environment?
The innovation districts that are succeeding tend to be in larger cities. As a smaller valley, what do you think Eugene Springfield's biggest challenges are in creating a successful innovation district?
You know, I think our biggest challenges aren't the size of our community or the technology assets or the talent. Our community has a hard time coming together and really creating shared vision. Everyone has an opinion in Eugene, and they're all really actually very interesting opinions. It's just really creating that shared vision and having us all kind of move forward together. The great thing about innovation districts is they're set up to essentially not require that kind of top-down, let's all march forward in lockstep in one plan. They're set up and kind of based on the open source economy. You know, I'm going to do this, we're going to do that, kind of the stone soup system of essentially placemaking and public engagement and economic development. Everyone sort of brings what they have to the table, and we look at those assets together and say, okay, what are we missing? You know, are we missing open, vibrant public space? Are we missing a university connection? Do we need more drivers to keep talented folks in the area? Are we short on housing stock for the creative workers of the future? We all sort of contribute to that in different ways. So I think Eugene's sort of DIY, let's just get it done kind of method might actually be really perfect for this. The Riverfront District might be its own innovation district one day. In a lot of communities, that's a whole sector of innovation district, is those underutilized old warehouse districts.
And what do you think individuals can do who want to help this innovation district succeed?
It's the stone soup thing. You know, what can you bring to the table? Are you part of a creative or technology cluster business? Or do you have networking or opportunities for interaction that you could bring together folks from different kinds of communities? But I think it's an openness, too. It's really about layering multiple levels of activity, different kinds of engagement. It's diversity, right? We value diversity in all kinds of different areas. in innovation districts, diversity gives us all kinds of different ways to be in a space and stay connected and stay collaborating and working together.
Well, thank you for coming in to Frame It here and at the TED Talks event on April 19th as well.
Thank you so much.
Tommy Anderson, Cultural Services Director for the City of Eugene. She'll be one of the speakers at the next TED Talks event with the Innovation District theme at the McDonald Theater in Eugene on Tuesday, April 19th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. For more information on the event, techoregon.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.